It's not simply about attracting foreign students to the UK. That's important, but it certainly won't bring internationalisation by itself. We really want to see a series of big changes which involve our students going out to other countries, which involve research collaborations with academics in other universities in other countries, and in general produce a much more international flavour to all that we do.
I've read somewhere that Edge Hill University has the lowest level of international students in the country. You obviously want to change that. Why do you want to change it?
I want to change it because I believe it to be vitally important to the university that it develops an international dimension to its activities. And the reason is that this is what people expect good universities to be like, and I want Edge Hill to be a good university.
If you increase the number of international students, would there be some criticism? Are people worried that international students come to the UK, get a great education, but then take everything that they've learnt back to the country where they come from?
Okay, I understand your point, but I think that we must remember that all the international students that come to this university and to any other British university are paying the full cost of their education, and that means they make a big contribution financially. We are able to develop better facilities as a consequence of having more international students. No international student will ever displace a UK student.
How can you say that?
I can say that because I know that we can expand our programmes in order to recruit more students. So it's not a question of a UK student missing out because an international student has sat in the lecture theatre.
You want to internationalise Edge Hill University, but you're not just talking about getting international students in. You're talking about broadening the experience of UK students who are based here. So what does that mean and what would you do?
That's absolutely right. Now, one way of doing that, of course, is just to get the students mixing with each other. One of the things that many universities have found difficult, and we will do our best to avoid, is creating a kind of, a community feel where all the Chinese students stick together, all the Malaysian students stick together, all the Indian students stick together, and there's no real integration. Now, we must avoid that. We must make sure that by having a buddying system, for example, so our UK students will be linked with an international student, that won't happen. We'll get good integration. But more important than that, we want more and more of our students to go abroad for a part of their course. We sent a big group to China last summer, and we're going to do the same again this year.
Competition for international students is fierce. So what are you going to do to make Edge Hill stand out from all the other universities?
Okay, the first thing that we're going to do is make sure that every student gets real value for money here, that we really look after the students, we give them accommodation on the campus, and we make sure there's a really warm welcome for them from all parts of the university. So that's the first thing. I think the other things that we can do is play to our strengths. We're very well known in the UK for the work we do in education and the work we do in health. Now, those things can be translated into an international reach. I've just come back from Beijing in China, where I was accompanying six people from the Faculty of Education, and we were talking to Chinese universities that specialise in education about the ways in which we can bring together the strength of both universities and make a much better offer for the student.